Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, named the National AI Strategy, it aims to deliver social and economic benefits to transform the economy and improve citizens' lives. AI will be able to help organizations and the government address key challenges while building Singapore's national capabilities.
The initiative's plan to train 25,000 professionals in basic AI coding and implementation by 2025. This will accelerate the impact of AI on Singapore businesses and its workforce. But whilst AI can bring countless possibilities, there are also risks.
For example, Accenture's 9th annual Cost of Cybercrime study suggests the expanding threat landscape and new business innovation is leading to an increase in cyber attacks. The average number of security breaches in the last year grew by 11%. We speak to Lee Jun-seong, Managing Director, Singapore and Accenture Applied Intelligence ASEAN, for his insights. Jun-seong, thanks for joining us. First up, 88% of C-suite executives in Singapore believe their organizations can't achieve their growth objectives without scaling AI. So how can businesses do this with AI and then deal with digital insecurity at the same time?
Yeah, thanks, Avi. Nice talking to you today. I think the first thing is that companies in Singapore recognizes the importance of AI, and everybody has embarked on it in some shape or form over the years. But however, I think a lot of the companies are stuck in this, what we call the proof of concept stage. What it means is that a lot of the companies have started doing it, but not many companies are getting the full benefits of AI implementation, and they are struggling with scaling AI. And that's part of the issues that we are helping our clients to solve today.
What are some of the best practices for businesses, Jun-seong, to succeed in scaling AI from a security perspective, and how organizations are keeping up with that, with the pace of change, you know what I mean?
I think when you talk about AI in the context of security, we can look at it from a few dimensions. One is from sort of protecting customer data and ensuring respecting customer privacy, right? Making sure that the data that we have about the customers are securely stored and protected, and we are fully respecting the customer privacy. I think that's one area where with the use of data analytics and AI can definitely help. And the other one is whole dimension around use of AI to in the cyber defense, for example, right, to making sure that AI is being used to complement the existing cybersecurity capabilities, right, to make sure that the data continue to be safe and secure, and AI is used to create a more robust defense against emerging malwares and emerging malicious attacks on our securities. So there are really quite a few ways that AI can be used.
What are some of the other trends, though, for organizational data protection strategies? And what should business leaders take note of as we move into 2020?
Going back to what we talked about earlier, I think, firstly, I think companies must ensure that's in place data governance within the organization that takes care of data ownership, stewardship, and the protection of customer data. There must be accountability and ownership within a company. You know, so when we ask the questions of who really owns this data, who is accountable for ensuring customer privacy, respecting customers' data, and to prevent security breaches, for example, there must be accountability. So I think the first thing that companies must do is to ensure that there's accountability and ownership. I think that's the first part. But of course, beyond that, it's really about building up capabilities to protect data and to ensure data is in safe hands. Now, you're probably aware of the data privacy law and also the GDPR that's happening already today, and companies must be ready to respond to those requirements so that they're not violating any of the customer privacy and data security.
Well, Jun-seong, how can companies ensure data governance is in place and obviously up their capabilities? And who is really accountable?
I think you see that today, data governance is not a new concept. Right, data governance has been around for some time. I think there's a renewed focus, even the rise of big data. It's a lot more focus now to make sure that hey, with the big data, the rise of big data, there's new measures, new capabilities to be in place. I'll just give you one specific example, right? Who gets access to what data in the organization? Is there a way to control and make sure that only the right people with the right access to the data? Now, you still need data to allow us to do analytics, to be able to help improve performance of businesses. But at the same time, you want to democratize the data, but at the same time, you want to make sure that the data is being accessed, being used in the way that it's intended to be. And in that specific area, for example, there's technology to help ensure that. So one is about accountability. One is really about getting the ownership assigned. And on the other hand, it's about building up a whole set of capabilities to ensure that proper access is done. There's classification of different data, whether it's for internal use, whether it's confidential, whether it's public data, and so on and so forth. So this is really a key foundation when you talk about enabling AI capabilities. And data is such a foundation that is so critical to get that right.
We're speaking with Lee Jun Seong, Managing Director, Singapore, and Accenture Applied Intelligence, ASEAN. Jun Seong, since 84% of C-suite executives believe they must leverage artificial intelligence to achieve their growth objectives, 76% report that they struggle with how to scale. So give us some suggestions on how they can effectively do this.
Yes, I think company needs to get out of the proof of concept stage into the scaling stage, right? We see two categories of companies, the companies who are strategically scaling AI and companies who are stuck in the proof of concept. Now, to get beyond the proof of concept to be a strategic scaler in AI, there are three things that companies need to do. The first is what we call being more intentional with AI. But simply put, it's aligning.
Don't just
AI
anyhow use AI, so to speak, for the sake of using AI, right?
To be more purposeful, i.e. linking AI to the business strategy. The AI strategy should be your business strategy because it's so pervasive, it's so powerful, such an intelligent technology to impact the business. That's the first thing. Now, of course, underneath that, I think you need to get the structure right. What we mean by that, there needs to be, again, clear ownership, right? In this space, right? Who is really owning AI? Who is the advocate for AI in the organization? There must be a structure in place, an operating model in place to be more impactful about that. Now, if I may just elaborate further, the second thing that the companies must get right to scale is really about setting the whole data foundation, making sure that we have the data secure, stored in a place that it can be accessed by the rightful users. Now, this is so important to get right because now we are not dealing with just internal data. We are also talking about use of external data. And all this come together and creating this 360-degree view of customers' data. And this is a core foundation for any AI to work. Now, if I come to the third point, which is what companies need to do to scale, it's really about playing team sports. Now, a lot of times we have this notion that, oh, in order to do AI, I just need to hire a few AI strategists or data scientists and we will build models and that's it. It will happen, but it doesn't happen that way. And you really need to put multidisciplinary teams into a setting to allow them to innovate and then use AI in the creative way.
Teams now, from your own organization?
Yes. Let me explain what we mean by that. Playing team sport is about setting up a multidisciplinary team that's made up of not just the data scientists or data engineers.
All the IT guys, yeah.
Exactly. Not just the IT guys, but also the business guys who are bringing to you the use cases, right? And then people who can then translate that use cases into then the data use cases. Right? So the business must be able to articulate, for example, the business problems they're trying to solve. For example, they're trying to predict employee churn as one example. They're trying to upsell and cross-sell more. But that can be the business use case. And from there, in the multidisciplinary team, is when the data scientists then translate that into a data science problem. In this case, it's really about building, for example, a propensity model to predict customers' likelihood to buy, for example. And that sort of, you know, the team that is working in that sort of a team sport manner, that will give us the kind of results. Otherwise, that wouldn't be achievable by having data scientists working independently. We have seen clients, for example, that have hired many data scientists, but they don't
still
have
doesn't
any
happen.
Meaningful work.
Yeah.
Nothing happens as a result. That's not sort of the magic bullet, right? To make it happen, there has to be this team sports that being played.
Well, Jun Seong, 3 out of 4 C-suite executives believe that if they don't scale artificial intelligence in the next 5 years, well, they risk going out of business entirely. So how well placed are they to do something about it now? And what kind of a prep work needs to be done?
Yeah, I think a lot of companies that we survey recognize that they have to do something now, otherwise it will be too late, right? I think the opportunity is here, but at the same time, the threat is there.
If you but look at can some of the they emerging, do something now, see, is the problem.
That's right. I think they can definitely do something if they recognize, firstly, the sense of urgency and the burning platform to do that, right? There must be enough awareness and alignment within organizations so that they can act in a cohesive way. So a lot of this requires executive education, making the senior leaders in the firm and the companies to understand the potential and the promises of AI, as well as the risk of not doing anything. And that has to happen with a champion within the organization, like an analytics officer or chief data officer, who is really advocating this and making aware the power of these capabilities and these technologies, and also the risk of not doing anything about it.
So obviously it needs to start from C-suite.
Yes.
So further analysis, though, validated a positive correlation between strategic scaling and a premium of 32%, your study found, on average, for 3 key financial valuation metrics. Now, with companies seemingly aware of the benefits of AI and targeting and strategic scaling, what still holds them back, you think, the challenges they face? They don't have that team sports mentality you were talking about earlier?
Yeah. So there's many different challenges when we, especially in part of my work, to talk to our clients, and there are really many different kind of challenges. And we have clients that are dealing with the data issues, for example. I talk about getting the data foundation right. We have a lot of clients who really see that they understand the power of AI, but just don't have the data foundation. So it takes efforts and a lot of time to get the data right. But at the same time, we have cases whereby I think the companies have the data foundation, but they lack the business use cases or business strategy in place to really fully utilize the data. There's statistics elsewhere that talk about only 10% of the data in enterprises are being used in a meaningful way. There's a research done by someone else out there. But the whole idea here is that people are just not understanding enough how to use the data. And that takes a lot of education and training to get people to be data fluent, literate, and be able to use that and translate it into meaningful businesses that business outcomes and impact.
Lee Jun Seong, Managing Director, Singapore and Accenture Applied Intelligence, ASEAN.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.